कृष्णा डजंट, सो व्हेन कृष्णा सेज सर्वधारण परित्यज्य, ही डजंट रियली सो इट डजंट रियली मीन दैट दैट वी शुड नॉट प्रैक्टिस धर्म, बट व्हाट ही मीन्स इज दैट इफ यू डू पायस एक्टिविटीज यू विल गेट ट्रैप्ड. सो द आइडिया इज हेवन is actually worse than hell, and yeah, this is good, this is a point there. If you go to heaven, you will develop more desires, you will have apsaras, you will be enjoying, and you'll completely forget God. That's why demigods want to take birth in on the earth, demigods who are devotees. Not all demigods are devotees, they understand it's a bad place I have landed in. So devotees either want to stay in earth. Next is hell, and the third might be heaven, and the fourth is we don't want to stay anywhere, we want to go back to spiritual world. But that's the point. So yeah, so if anybody is going to hell, heaven, if a person who dies in mode of goodness, he goes up, but then there's a lot of risk there. He might get desires, and again he might get trapped. So that's why Krishna says Traigunya Vishaya Veda. Don't be interested in mode of goodness also. So, and that's called illusion. Maya works like that. Maya tries to show us this is good, but actually that's even worse than the worst. And then life after life we are trapped here. That's why Krishna says Traigunya Vishaya Veda. Get above all these three modes, all these three modes that are trapped. You will not be able to cross pious deeds. You might cross sinful things, because everybody understands sin is bad, but nobody can understand good things are bad. And that's why Krishna had to say, Sar Dharman Paritachya. My surrender, that's the deal. Otherwise, everything is nonsense. Lalitangi Mataji, is this answer your question?
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. I mean, it makes so many things clear, this concept here. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your association. Very wonderful thoughts, because when we hear you, we think in a way that we don't normally think at all. And that's helping to know where we stand, and really pray with a, you know, helpless mood, because we are helpless, and it's dangerous that we don't realize we are helpless otherwise. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah, that's true. You're still in Canada or what?
Yes, Prabhu. You're coming, Prabhu? Oh, you're on mute.
You're muted, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, you're on mute.
Yeah, just a minute. Yeah, so I think I might come or not, but I might come to America, but maybe not Canada. Okay. But you're not coming back to Canada or America or what? You're supposed to...
We are planning to, Prabhuji, but we don't... hopefully, yeah, we should be. Okay. But right now, we cannot say anything. That's the situation.
Oh, so by the way, you're where in Canada?
In Toronto. Located? Toronto?
Okay. Toronto, I might visit. And I'll make it a point to meet you.
Yes, Prabhuji, please.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Lalitangi Mataji, for your association and for your valuable question. And then
Drishtadyumna
Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Am I audible? Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Dhanratanam, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my name is Drishtadyumna. I'm from Jammu. So my question is about how to face the criticism and insult, and that too by the counselees under our counseling. So sometimes we face that situation. So how to have that tolerance of facing criticism and insult?
Whole lecture was on that, isn't it? We have to practice.
No, actually, I joined later. This is the first time I'm joining your Zoom session.
Okay. So, the whole lecture was on that. You just hear the recording and you'll get it.
Sure. What is your lecture timing on Zoom? Actually, I am your big fan. I and my wife are listening to you from last 1 year. So I just connected today. Uh-huh. So, how to connect to your Zoom session?
Yeah, this, I think the organizer will...
Link I've shared in the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. WhatsApp group is posted in the chat box, Prabhuji.
Okay.
You can please join to the group and you will get the updates on
Zoom
meetings. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Anubhav Kumar Suraj.
Hare Krishna. Soham, Prabhuji. Anubhav Kumar. Yeah, Anubhav Kumar. Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
I am a student in presently in Kota. Prabhu, preparing for my engineering entrance exams. So, Prabhu, I want to ask that my family is against bhakti from last 2 years. And there's a long story, but I want to ask, so my counsel is, stop me to listen to you. So I am confused.
Well, probably I speak that surrender to Krishna become full time, perhaps because of that. But anyway, no problems. You see, you do one thing. You give your phone number and I'll talk to you personally. This is not the forum that we talk this.
Okay, bro.
So where can phone I? Number? No. You just speak your phone number now. I'll note it. Just give me your phone.
Okay, Prabhu. Okay, Prabhu. Wait a minute. You go 6299.
Okay, 6299.
2163.
Likho. What are you doing? Just a minute. There's a problem there. Yeah, just speak. 6299.
2163.
Yes. 2163.
28.
Okay, Anubhav. Fine. 6299216328. Okay, I'll call you. No problems.
So, Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, you have time, Prabhuji. We have few questions on the chat.
Yeah.
Okay. The question is like, so Raj Prabhuji is asking, in abroad, pretty much everyone drinks liquor and these are very good people. Here, most of the people live a very honest life. The majority never try to cheat or fight or to say any illegal activity. So why do they deserve hell? They do not know about these hells.
Yeah, it's a good question, by the way. And I think I'd given a lecture on this, but to make it short, you see, people who drink, I also know people who just drink occasionally and they're good people in one sense. They don't do anything harm to anybody. Off and on, they drink some brandy or something and they're okay. But the problem is with drinking liquor is, liquor, what happens is people, science thinks, okay, liquor, science is thinking only of body and not of mind. That's a problem. Food has effect on the mind also. In fact, the primary effect of food is on mind and not on the body. So all these things, liquor, tobacco, and onion, and all these things which are mentioned, especially liquor, tobacco, and tea, these are mentioned in scriptures that they pull the mind into ignorance. Now, people don't understand what's ignorance. People think, well, and in fact, there is a big rumor also from scientific world that drinking in small amounts is healthy. It's coming in America a lot. I was doing some research on this. So it might be healthy for body, might not be also, because these researches keep on changing. Nobody knows what these, after 10 years, they will say, oh, actually, sorry, you know, drinking little causes cancer, but we are sorry, you know, and okay, within 8 years, many people died. Oh, actually, we are very sorry for that. So we can't take their statements on face value, but it is more unhealthy for mind. And liquor and tobacco and nicotine, they take a mind into ignorance. And in the state of ignorance, it's impossible to understand God. So from that perspective of understanding God, they are sinful, because anybody who doesn't understand God, in fact, even if you don't drink liquor and if you don't try to understand God, you're sinful in the first place. And liquor makes sure that you never understand God. So it is helping. So liquor is anukul for your sinful life. So that's bad. And another thing is, liquor is addictive. Even if people who drink in small amounts, they are never able to leave it. They can't leave it. So even nicotine and all these things, anything addictive is sinful because they're taking you away from God. They're making you addicted to themselves rather than to God. And that's sinful from a spiritual angle. So in that perspective also, it's sinful. So there's a hell reserved for these people. That's how it goes.
Thank you, Prabhuji. And then next question is, so it's from Dolly Mataji. She's saying she wants to join your online Zoom classes in Bhagavad Gita. So she's new in Krishna Conscious and she's learning too much from your Gita classes on YouTube. So she wants to join your Zoom classes, Prabhuji.
Okay. Any means for fine, Dolly Mataji, you can mail me, and then I'll coordinate with you. I'll tell you how to join. You just mail me on my email. So somebody can type my email, Mataji. You can do that. keshavanand10@gmail.com, and then I'll coordinate with you. No problem, and we'll try to help you whatever.
Keshavanand, Prabhuji, your mail ID.
keshavanand108@gmail.com. KSHAVANAND108.
Okay. @gmail.com.
No, @gmail.com.
Gmail. Okay, fine.
Yeah. And previously somebody also typed Keshavanand Media. That also you can go to Ali Mataji and you can get in touch with me. But this is Gmail. Keshavanand108. Yeah, fine. Thank you, Mataji. keshavanand108@gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you. Dolly Mataji, please refer to this mail ID. So next question is Drishyadimna Prabhuji. I hope he has asked a question on the call. And then next is from Heming Gupta Mataji. Can we pray to Krishna to reduce our sinning propensity as we are so conditioned to do it again and again?
Yeah, we can. Of course, I mean to say we can pray to Krishna. Definitely we can pray to Krishna and we should pray to Krishna. But at the same time, we should not keep on praying and give a headache to Krishna. That's also one thing. He'll keep on hearing and he'll say, come on, you don't have anything better. Like better than pray to Krishna. Yeah, you're right. So better than praying to Krishna is glorify. Glorify him. Automatically your sinful habits you'll be relieved, because when you glorify Krishna, your heart becomes happy and satisfied. And a happy and satisfied heart doesn't want to involve in sinful activities. A frustrated heart goes in sins. So that's a better way. Glorify him. Occasionally you can pray to him, no problem. But best is glorify and leave it on Krishna, no problem. He will take care. He will take care of you. That's faith. That's faith.
Thank you, Prabhuji. So next question is from ISKCON Udupi. She's asking, Hare Krishna, how will we get to know that our karma is reducing? Is there any signs we get to know about karma getting reduced or karma getting over?
Well, we are not interested in this karma getting over or karma getting reduced. We are interested how Krishna is pleased. Rest is on Krishna. Because Krishna says in Gita, karmana ghanavati, even great Maharishis, they cannot understand what kind of karma dissolved. Bhishpitama could not understand why he was on the bed of arrows. Krishna made him realize 50 or 100 years back he did this. So he says it's very difficult. Karma, laws of karma are like banyan tree. Krishna gives example. You don't know where are roots, where are branches, where it starts, where it ends. So Krishna says, forget it. Don't try to understand its starting or ending. Just cut this tree from the root by serving Krishna, glorifying him. So we are not really interested in doing this. Neither we want to do this. we might have some. Even if we have karmas, we'll serve Krishna. If we don't have karmas, we'll serve Krishna. So it doesn't make either difference. That's all.
Okay, thank you, Prabhupada. So, and then, one week se aapke social media par sabko request kar rahe the ki mujhe online join karna hai. Aaj mujhe khud hi pata nahi Krishna ki kripa kaise ho. Okay, so I think Devi Mataji is saying her thanks to getting connected. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. Is very okay, fine. So the next question is from Shukukar Prabhuji. He's asking, is chocolate coming under addiction list?
Chocolate, yeah, of course. You see, I'll tell you one thing. You see, it's not really chocolate. It's chocolate and also chocolate taste. There are two different things. Chocolate is, of course, addictive because that there is nicotine in that chocolate. We know that. They're addictive substances. In fact, chocolate was, if you read the history of chocolate, it was, I think they started making this chocolate in Africa somewhere. And so there's still great factories of chocolate and there's a lot of slavery in that involved in chocolate. So if you buy a chocolate, you're actually promoting slavery in Africa. And there are a lot of sinful activities which are connected to chocolate. And especially they made chocolate so that people get addicted. That was designed like that. Now that's one thing. Because why? Because there is an addictive substance. Another thing is a taste. So you might take nicotine-free chocolate. That is that they're like that, isn't it? Or you might take caffeine-free coffee. So you might think, okay, is that wrong? Because there is no addictive substance, but there's an addictive taste to that. So these companies, what they do is, there's a separate department in these companies. The chemical addiction and the taste addiction. And they're doing big researches in that. So either it is caffeine-free or caffeine thing, we get addicted to this because the taste is made like that. They research. So we must actually leave all this chocolate. We're not even interested in caffeine-free coffee or maybe herbal coffee, they say. Herbal coffee, herbal teas. But the taste is there. You get addicted to taste. Any addiction in any form, chemical, taste, that's sinful because it's taking away from God. So we are not interested in all these things.
Okay. What so is it? That becomes what? Prabhuji, what you told that when you take taste, what is the sinful that you forget God?
What I'm saying, any type of addiction is sinful, whether it's chemical addiction or it's taste addiction.
Because ISKCON GBC, there's some discussion came and then they said, chocolate cake you can have. That ice cream you can have. That's why I got confused, you know. Previously, we were not taking chocolate at all.
There are so many discussions going on. Yeah, there are so many discussions going on. But I think if you apply a common sense, Srila Prabhupada says, if you want to eat a gulab jamun, if you have taste of gulab jamun, you will have to come back. What about that? Your gulab jamun can bring you back. What about these things which are designed to make you addictive? So we should leave them. That's all. Why one chocolate should come between us and Krishna? Just throw it off. That's all. We don't need discussions for this.
Okay. That's all. Thank you, Prabhupada. You are a real natural thinker. Yeah. Wonderful. I'm amazed to be with you, Prabhupada. Okay.
Prabhuji, next question is, hell is created because to realize sense gratification, which is sin, is basically offenses. Right, she's asking.
Well, I can't understand the question. Then.
Hell is created because to realize sense gratification, which is sin, is basically offense. She's asking like that. Sin is basically offenses. Jyoti Mataji, please unmute yourself and go ahead, Mataji. Question is not clear. If you're free, you can unmute and go ahead with your question.
Guruji, my question is, the hell, the basic concept of hell creation is nothing but all the sins which are sense gratification oriented. We have to realize that they are basically offenses.
Yeah, in one sense, you're right. In one sense, you're right, yeah. That's true.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Okay, thank you, Prabhuji. And Soham, Prabhuji, do you have any more question?
Yes, I had a question. I had that question that I have heard that in when we go in higher planets like Brahmaloka or Dhruvaloka, we can perform bhakti nicely. Then what is that? Like it, Brahmaloka and all.
Okay, Swami. Okay. Yeah, no, higher planets, generally we refer to heavenly planets. Tapa, Brahma, Janas, Janas, Tapa, Mahar and Brahmaloka. Higher planets. Where we can do devotion. They are achieved by devotees and not just by pious credits. So that's a very different thing you're talking about.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful.
Soham is unmuted. Thank you. Yeah, please speak on.
And one last question I had, like my friend just messaged me that if you don't eat onion garlic, then you can chant on Tulsi Mala. So should I?
Answer the question.
Can I give you my number?
Yeah, Baldev Prabhu
have no.
Okay.
So I'll talk to you.
Type in chat box, bro.
So, dear devotees, it was really a very wonderful class by Keshavanand Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association and being patiently answering to all the questions. And it was really so wonderful to get very enlightening answers also. So we wish you to come again in future and give such an enlightening class again and again. Hare Krishna. So devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji.
At least once in a week you must come back. Once in a week to charge us.
Krishna, Hare.
Radhe Radhe. Hare Krishna, closing the call. Hari Bol.